Mizmor Ayin Aleph, which we'll discuss briefly this morning, takes a bit of a longitudinal perspective on David's relationship with Hashem. To be sure, David was not the first person to reflect on God's sustaining and anchoring influence in his life from the youngest of ages. Yaakov, at the very end of Sefer Bereishis, refers to God as Hakel Haro'eh Osi Me'odi V'ad Hayom Hazeh, the God who shepherded me from the youngest years of my life until this day. Of course, when Yaakov was 147 years old, more than twice the age that David was when he passed away. But this, to be sure, is the theme of this mizmor. For example, in Pasuk Hey, David says, "Ki ata tikvasi Hashem Elokim mivtachi minu urai." Right, you have always been my aspiration, my source of hope, and the one who has served as an insurance for me, mivtachi minu urai, from the earliest years in my life. Later on, Pasuk Yitzayin, Elohim limatani minu urai. From the youngest of ages, God, you have been teaching me not in the sense of the classroom, but guiding me along my path. And until this point, David, in a retrospective mode, says that he will speak of God's wonders. And David says, please don't take me away from this earth until I've had the opportunity to transmit, to impart, and to share with the next generation of God's wonders, ad agid zeruacha l'dor, and to all those who come, l'chol yavo gevurasecha, to all those who come to me, I will share stories of your greatness, v'tzidkascha lehim ad marom, asher asisa gedolos, elokim mikamocha, and of the great righteousness of God. So David provides a kind of an arc for his life here, saying that God has sustained him along his entire journey, and reciprocally his commitment is to share that story of God's anchoring and sustenance with the next generation. The Pasuk says in Havzinu, Shal avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomru lach, that our parents and grandparents will share with us. And that is not just a sacred duty for us to go to them, but for them to respond in kind by sharing their story, their spiritual journey with us. I wanted to just conclude by focusing on a pasuk which really is highlighted during the period of Elul and the Yamim Noraim about the aging process, and with this we'll conclude. The pasuk says, "Al tashlicheni le'es zikna kechlos kochi al tazveni." Sounds familiar. We just use it in the plural form. That God should not throw me off to old age, and when my strength wanes, God should not abandon me. So I always wondered, and here Rashi does make note of it. Why doesn't the pasuk simply say, "Al tashlicheni lezikna"? Why does it say le'es zikna? Do not throw me to a time of old age. Just simply say to old age. And it seems to me that the answer to this question can be found in certain life experience that I've had, which is that zikna cannot be determined by a simple number. There are certain people who are 90 years old and are extremely vibrant and dynamic, and there are people who are 40 years old but have grown old in terms of cynicism, in terms of their perspective on life altogether. There's a couple that I used to visit in Manhattan that lived very close to the synagogue where I was serving as rabbinic intern. I mentioned this story in the past. The husband had every ailment known to medical science. That's a slight exaggeration, but not much. And his wife had a little bit of arthritis in her knees, nothing more. I'd go to visit them together, and I'd pose the same question to them. How are you feeling? Knowing what the objective medical situation was. His answer, great. I'm doing phenomenal. And again, his physical situation could not have been more compromised. Her answer, terrible. My knees hurt. Okay, so what does that tell you? That zikna, age, is not really the question. It's ace zikna. It's a time of a person sensing that life is has passed them by. And I think that's what David was saying. Al tashlichin le'zikna. In truth, David never really reached old age. He only lived to the age of 70. But what we see concerned about was desiccation and senescence and a loss of vitality. And again, I think that's something that's really important for us to be aware of, no matter what our chronological age is really a matter of attitude above all. Al tashlicheni le'is zikna, that we shouldn't grow even in relative youth to take on again a perspective of life having passed us by and a lack of excitement or dynamism about what each day chadashim la bekarim has to offer us. So with that, I wish everybody a good day and a productive day, an engaging day, and a reminder that Mincha Maariv is at 8:20, and then we'll have a parenting seminar tonight with Dr. Stephen Schuss, who's a really renowned pediatrician who's been practicing in our community for some 30 years, and Dr. Michelle Cohen, a psychologist. Some people here may